Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If she cash out quick, then I'm smashing your girl. It's the coolest battle rap podcast in the world. Your player partner, Lush Uno. We got something different going on right now, because this is GTX business that we're handling. This is real battle rap culture at its finest, the paradigm of the culture. And I'm proud to facilitate a pre-battle discussion unveiling to the world the battle that we have set up that is gonna change the game. Multi-million dollar deal in place for this right here. Disaster making his return to the ring against another hip hop icon. And this one is the greatest rapper we've ever seen step into this context by far. King Crooked himself.
Hey.
Man.
I like that, brother. You know what I'm saying? There've been a lot of songwriters in that ring, you know? So to come in already and have a little bit of respect is kind of cool.
I mean,
come on.
From where I'm like, I don't think that there's a higher level of MC that could possibly step into this context. I mean, like, the only other example that I could think of is literally Eminem himself. And what's crazy is I feel like Eminem really don't want that smoke with Disaster.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, I feel like Eminem is intimidated to rap in that context. And as you know, and look, I know Eminem is, that's GOAT right there. You feel me?
Right.
So no disrespect.
Would it be him or would it be his team? Like, nah, don't do it.
I mean, probably is his team. But with that being said, he the shot caller. Like, at the end of the day, can't nobody tell Eminem shit, right? Like,
Right. I mean, you know, but you do trust your team. You know what I'm saying? You do trust your team. He's got a lot to put on the line. He's been in the spotlight for a couple decades. You could poke a lot of holes in his career. He got a lot
riding. There's some ammo there.
There's a lot riding on it if Marshall steps into the ring. Now,
my
question to you is, if he does step into the ring, does he have the skill level to you to, you know what I mean, do what he got
to
do?
The answer to that is that's an absolute yes. Like, okay. Unequivocally. There's all right.
That's all I wanted to hear.
I just want to say something, because I haven't even spoke yet, but I think what he was kind of trying to say is like,
He's ducking the smoke.
I think he's saying you're the only dude that's down to step in the ring and do this. And that's kind of a crazy thing, because a lot of people that people would consider the guys that would step up wouldn't step up. You are putting yourself in a really crazy, because I know how he thinks. I'm just, maybe this is how he's thinking, is that like, you're stepping into something that most people won't risk. You just called it. It's the ammo thing. It's the risk. Everybody got ammo on them, Crooked.
Right.
You actually understand this.
Yeah.
And you still, we have to have a certain level of respect. I'm not interviewing right now, but I'm telling you, we have to have a certain level of respect. I do, as a battle rapper, for somebody like you to actually put it all on the table and step into that fucking ring. That's something that right now everybody else around you can't say. You know what
I'm saying? I'm out of my league in there. You know what I'm saying? But
are you, though?
Well, here's the thing. It's a different sport to me. You feel me? I mean, Jordan was the GOAT, and then he went to play baseball.
Right.
You feel me? So it's, I think that.
But this is like Jordan playing and one.
Yeah, well, that's not like you're playing baseball.
I would think that you're just not, you're out of your mind as a songwriter, and you're known to, you know, write songs in the industry, and just think you're going to walk in here and it's just going to be similar and it's all good and I'm, you know, this is easy. I think that's why so many songwriters jump in the ring and get caught lacking, because they don't respect what the fuck is going on in that ring. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not approaching it like that. I'm fully respecting what's going on. You know what I mean? I'm understanding that it's something totally different for me.
Right.
I mean, this man been doing it for a long time.
Many moons.
Many moons. Veteran at it. One of the greatest to do it. You see what I'm saying? So it's like if I jump in there, then that's who I want to jump in there with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because.
And that's why you're crazy as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I know what you do.
That's scary even for a battler to see that. You know what I'm saying? You got to know that even me as a battle rapper, knowing you're coming from that world, the fact that you have this confidence for me re-solidifies what we believe about you, is that skill-wise, you're a very dangerous motherfucker. Well, so all you need to do is execute. Like it really is different than all the other people that stepped in. They had to climb other mountains. All those things, you got checked out. You really got a memorization thing.
That's it. See, we know each other, so this ain't like no fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, he know, you know, I drunk a lot of my brain cells away with Jameson and Hennessy and tequila and absinthe and moonshine.
Not the absinthe.
The absinthe.
Moonshine, bro. You skipped so, that part.
You know, but the way I looked at that was, it was like, yo, I'm thinking about my memorization. I know my memory ain't as sharp as it used to be when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? And I looked at that like, is that a thought of fear? And then once you say, okay, that might be a fear, then you have to face that fear, because you know on the other side of fear is confidence. Mm-hmm. And once you get that confidence, now you're no longer a prisoner to that thought. You feel me?
Okay.
So
okay.
It's like, yo, I'm challenging myself now. You know what I mean? What kind of gladiator am I? I've been doing it a long time. You know what I mean? I want to know now. You feel me? And what better way than to go in there with somebody who's going to come out with his fucking Wolverine claws?
This shit,
you
know, crazy. This shit crazy, man.
Nah,
this
crazy
shit
as
crazy,
fuck.
Bro.
This ain't no friendly fame.
Man, nah.
This ain't
I
no,
already know. Man, come on, man.
This shit
I seen
is
this
crazy.
Dude on Total Slaughter, man. They didn't show that part. I seen him go in the living room, man, and damn near battle the whole fucking cast. You know what I'm saying?
Like every battler in the house.
Like one by one by one by one.
The shit they didn't show anybody. Like I came at Lux, Mook, everybody that was in there. I pretty much washed the entire room, and then I thought that footage was going to come out, and for some reason it didn't. I'm glad you brought that up. No one's ever mentioned that, Crooked.
Why do you feel like they wound up not airing that? Because like from me watching Total Slaughter, if I'm just a fan that's removed from the intricacies and the inside information, I'm going to look like, damn, they don't really respect bro like that. Like, they tried to play him out, considering, like, me knowing the weight that you carry and what you do, that's not what was displayed.
I don't want to say it was malicious, but I want to say that there was bias, because we were working in New York with all New York cast. They all knew all the battlers over there. There was favoritism. They knew the staff members. They were all connected. They had relationships. So I understand like that aspect of it. But even with the judging, to be honest with you, like they were the judges. Slaughterhouse were the judges. Crooked kept it very, very honest through the judging, I feel like. But I feel like, you know, in that scenario, there was this situation with Budden where, like, he clearly didn't want me to, like, win. And, like, there was that whole thing about, like, him saying that I repeated bars that never happened. And, like, it was an ongoing joke how he owed me $100, because he was like, yo, I'll give you $100 if you don't pull that up right now. Like, and that bar wasn't out there, you know what I'm saying? So, like, there was this thing where everybody was like favoriting everyone else over me, and it was whatever, you know what I'm saying? I look at it as a learning experience, really, that whole thing. And it was big for me to just be doing something with Slaughterhouse, to be honest with you, a group that we respected of real lyricists. And, you know, when we look at hip hop, like we look at the closest things, like the closest people to us, to have the closest voice to us, and Total Slaughter. I mean,
y'all are like the battle rappers
of the industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's a real good way to put it. No, like, that's the way to put it.
The lyrical equivalent.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, you know, as an executive producer on Total Slaughter, you know, somehow, see, this is why it's good for artists to have super dope representation in their corners.
Mm.
You know, we can't do it all. And, you know.
Message.
Yeah, that's real. because had I had one person who was representing me during that time, being the person who thought of the initial concept of Slaughterhouse doing anything in the battle arena, you know, that was my original thought.
So it was your idea to do some battle
shit? To do some battle shit, yeah. I came up with that
idea. You heard
it
here first, too? I didn't even know that.
On the flight to Paris.
That makes sense.
On the flight to Paris, the idea hit me. So, and then me and Joel built on the idea, and then we talked to the other guys about the idea.
Interesting.
And it started snowballing into this thing to where I was almost getting pushed out. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't have the proper representation because if I did, that wouldn't have happened. And if I was, you know, had the juice I was supposed to have as a person who initially thought of it, was an executive on the show, disaster going crazy in the fucking living room of that house would have came out because I understand that the importance
and this
of that.
Makes sense because it was confusing to us how they were part of the show, but there was a lot of like corporate shit going on. Like there was like a lot of just stiff like corporate movements.
A lot of bullshit happening.
Like you know what I'm talking about? Just like the whole like we're doing this like that and like we're like why? Like and like we knew it wouldn't be something that a hip hop head like that would necessarily think of. And he explained it good. Now I understand why you didn't have as much creative control as you would have liked in the beginning, and the show would have been different. I don't look at it like it was like a bad experience to me, even though I lost and I felt like shit after it, but whatever. Like it was part of building me, and that shit was like 10 years
you
ago.
You wasn't sleeping on the couch like Cortez.
That shit was 10 years ago though.
Shout out to my dog, Tez.
I made it to the stage and everything, but like not the big stage, but like, it was a good experience. It was a decade ago.
Same for me though, bro. Like,
yeah, it was
even
a good
experience. I feel like, you know, I got pushed out and such, you know, it was still a good learning experience for me, you know, that I carried with me into the next shit that I wanted to produce and shit like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, bro.
You got to know that was 2 years after you first started supporting me. That's how like me and you first started talking was when I battled cannabis. I remember you put out a video. You was like on a bus in England at an airport or something. You were like in an airport bus and you put out a thing like, yo, man, fucking disaster battling cannabis. And you like shouted me out and did all this crazy shit. And I remember
we was psyched.
Yeah,
we was
that, like, shit, yeah. That shit empowered me, man. Hey, that shit made me feel like Superman right there. I was like, I'm gonna go in there, man. I I'm not alone in this lyrical battle. You know what I'm saying?
Not
like, it
all.
Was crazy.
So, Crook, when you referenced earlier, you were talking about like, you know, moving into a different lane, a different sport, essentially, mm-hmm. like as a representation of you coming into the battle arena. We've seen cannabis mm-hmm. versus Diz.
Right.
We saw Cassidy versus Diz. He battled Arsenal. He battled
Goods.
He battled Goods, and he battled Hitman Hala. Mm-hmm. And we saw Joe Budden versus Hollow the Don.
Right.
Those are like the primary examples
right.
of industry artists, all really well-respected lyricists
yeah.
in their own rights, stepping
Absolutely.
Into this arena. What have you learned from what they did and what's going to separate you in this context from them?
Man, pretty much, like, some of them rap like there's a beat playing in their head. You know what I mean? And to me, that's a no-no in that arena.
Ooh.
You feel me? I think some people underestimated their opponent. I think some people's industry ego crippled them in the ring. You know what I'm saying? I feel like some people did well. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when King Los get in there,
Los
he
too.
Looks pretty natural.
Los, it's interesting with Los because I don't even, he's like somewhere in the middle ground. He's like the limbo between that because, you know, he I feel like Los is one of us.
Right.
Big time. Because
he came up battling.
And he's one of the best freestylers in the world, like off the dome freestylers.
Right.
Yeah, that's
so,
a fact.
But and he's been in the industry. He's got some plaques and all that shit, but like he's equal to both sides.
So he's not like Cassidy coming in.
No,
but what about Cassidy's 5,000?
But Cassidy, I mean, okay, King Los
got 5,000.
Cassidy had three records which were top 10 hits.
Boom.
You feel me? He had hits with R. Kelly.
Sure. Yes.
You know, he had hits produced by Swizz Beatz.
We look at him like,
he's an industry artist.
That's an industry artist, songwriter. A lot of people,
look, Eminem, freestyle battler from back in the day.
Right, right.
Then, like, a lot of rappers used to be freestyle battlers.
Everybody, from my era, everybody had to battle one or two people.
Right.
That's just period. That was just like, even in a cypher, your homie would come at you.
And
he'd be like, damn, I ain't know. That's how you feel?
So that's why I feel like there's a distinction. Like, another example is Mr. Fab. You know,
right, he's Mr. Fab. He exists in both. Dual citizens, you're talking about.
Dual citizenship.
Yeah.
There it is. Dual citizenship.
Got you.
With that being said, I'm going to ask both of y'all this question. And it's interesting for you because you actually participated in two of these battles. But who do you feel like has been the most successful as far, like, who do you feel like? And I think obviously we know it's not Cannabis, unfortunately. Shouts to Biz, but we know it's not him. So do you feel like Budden or Cass?
Oh, obviously Cass, bro.
Because Cass did it more times.
Not just that. Like, Budden only had one, and he didn't even complete it, bro. Like, I feel like you can't even compare that. Like, are you talking about their success as rappers?
No. Their success in the battle arena.
Yeah, I mean,
Cassidy.
Clearly to Cassidy, man. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, granted, his material is not, like, at the standard that battle rappers want it at. He's still performing at a level that's entertaining.
I'm the fucking GOAT.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand.
He's still performing at an entertaining level. So, like, in my opinion, like, as long as you could do that, that's better than what Joe Budden gave up.
It's not about how I perform. It's the bars.
So, like, basically, I would say, like, Budden, like, did almost as bad as Cannabis because they both gave up. Budden didn't pull out a notepad, but like, Budden,
I was so pissed off when he put that mic down on the fucking stage.
I mean, it's kind of the same shit, bro, at that point.
I was mad
at
that shit. Like, you know what I mean? He just, that motherfucker up. So what, they booing you? And I'm ready for that too. Go ahead and boo. Boo, motherfucker.
The thing is though, like, that's another thing. I guess it's not the same. I guess Budden did better than Cannabis because he decided to choke. It's different, you know what I mean?
Budden
choked on purpose.
He wasn't rapping off his phone.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel me?
Like, he still got two rounds off, and they were good. His Blanca bar was fire.
He had a couple bars.
He said
too,
he was, like, balled up on the floor, and it was shocking. Like, that shit was, it was good. I've had a lot of Blanca bars. My shit is a lot more complex than that, but I still appreciate that.
At the
one.
Time when Budden stepped, also but I feel like,
go ahead.
Like, I give Budden props for the fact that he was the closest to actually having a career at the time. Like, like, Cassidy was way past his, like, relevant prime when he stepped into the ring. He hadn't been on the charts in 10
years.
Yeah,
no, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and
so Budden has something to lose.
Yeah, because Slaughterhouse was jumping at the time. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
reality
true.
Like,
yeah, yep.
At that moment, y'all signed to Shady Records.
Right,
like,
right. And it's like, I'm going in.
So
I give him the utmost respect for doing that.
Right.
I like
that's
the
a ballsy move.
I like the "here I go making another bitch famous" line.
Mm-hmm. That was a good line too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's relating to his own self. I love bars like that because only he could say it.
Right.
Nobody else, like, could say that line. Like, if me and you said that line, it wouldn't hit the same.
Exactly.
So, Crooked, earlier you brought up the transition. You said the cardinal sin in that industry battlers do when they come into battle rap is rap like there's a beat in their head.
Right.
You're a very cadence-driven MC.
Right.
Like, as someone who, we know you got punches, we know you got crazy syllables, but you're very cadence-driven too.
Okay.
How are you going to find that balance rapping a cappella?
I rap every fucking way you can rap. You know what I'm saying? To every fucking thing you can rap to. You know what I mean? So I'm not tripping on the acapella. I'm not tripping on the, it's just memory.
Ooh, I just made it crazy.
That's
like,
it.
I'm going to say
I'm
after.
I'm not even, you know what I mean? Like, the acapella, I kick an acapella at all my shows.
No, and
you know
I have
I'm
seen
saying?
You perform. You do acapella.
Yeah, I do an acapella at every show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it gives me more wiggle room because, you know, when you're rapping on a beat, you got, you know, the bars are supposed to hit on the kicks and the snares and shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But acapella, you could drag something out. You could stretch it out. You could do a 3-bar instead of a 4-bar. You know, cadence. It's just different things you could do with an acapella. You could stop it. You could speed it up. You could slow it down. The tempo doesn't matter as much. You feel me? So it's like so many things that you could do. You have more freedom with acapella.
So you having that understanding makes you very dangerous.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not only that.
That makes you a bad man.
I'm going to have to weigh in on some really crazy, like...
Man, talk that shit, Diz.
So this is what happened, and I'm going to have to put this out so other people learn this shit, too. That's so fucking crazy. So this is like an epiphany or with the whatever.
That's a new TED, huh?
Yeah, GTX.
Y'all man, out here.
Company.
Y'all outside.
Come on, bro.
Come on, man. Easily.
So I just realized something crazy. So let's go back a second to when you said, I noticed these guys come in like they're rapping on a beat. When you said that, I realized that the reason why rapping to one beat during a battle, like, so if you sound the same, like you're rapping to that same beat the whole time, the reason why that doesn't work with the crowd is because they are so spoiled with thousands of beats. They're not hearing the beat. But because we're going a cappella, you're going off your own tempo. So you have to learn to do your own tempos right as you're moving around. So if you translate the actual tempo from these a cappella battles, it comes out to like 14, 15 different beats.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, here's why you're fucking crazy. Because then you said, I rap to all types of beats, fucking 14, 15, 16. So I just made the connection to why it's going to work for you. It's because you rap to so many fucking different beats, and you're able to do that if you translate that timing to a cappella, because that's all it is. People are going to hear it without hearing it. Damn, I just had the craziest. It's like an acid realization.
I mean,
like, this is some shit. Like, people are going to hear the music.
Yeah.
Without hearing it, because you write to so much shit, it's just you controlling the tempo. So you're gonna slow down, speed up, do your like faster shit like that. You doing that and understanding that is, along with what he just said before that, shows me that you could actually pull this off in a way that I need to be very fucking careful.
You need
like,
to be.
Yeah.
You need to. You're walking in a minefield too.
Yeah, yeah. This is. You need to know. You're not a regular.
I'm not coming in to get Swiss cheese though.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's not a regular rapper here.
I would have just, you know, said, "Nah, I'm good." You know what I'm saying? Like I said.
Now he's naturally built for it.
You really want to go against the gladiators, the top gladiators. You want to challenge yourself. You want to be put that into your legacy. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to go back and talk my shit to these industry MCs. You know what I mean? Like, y'all not doing that. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you could have as much time as you want for that too. I ain't gonna stop you. When you start doing that, hey, I'm just gonna be like,
hey,
let
bro,
the clock run.
Hey, that's because that's the whole thing. These rappers, you know, they can't do it. No. I know them. I sat in their sessions. I see how they operate. I see how they work. I see how they write. I see how they go and lay their shit. They're not going in that ring, bro. And if they do, they're going to try to find somebody they think they could walk through. They're not going to fuck with Diz.
Right. So, I mean, like, Crooked, you've flirted with the idea of battling over the years, I assume, in this context, correct? Or is...
Yeah, I flirted with the idea for sure.
What? Why now? What is it about this moment that... I mean, obviously, we know... We got funding, so there's a bag involved, you feel
right,
me?
Right,
like,
right.
But I know that an artist like you is motivated by more than just the financial aspect of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
The business has to be right, but there's more to it. What is it that finally made you decide after all these years, all these accolades, and in a year where it's not like you ain't popping right now. Like,
right.
You were higher on the charts this year than you have been in...
In some while.
In a hot second.
Yeah.
So what is it about right now that's inspired you to step into the arena?
Well...
R.I.P. Guru.
Man, step up. R.I.P. Yeah.
You feel me?
I feel you. I'm getting close to you know... People who support me in my music, they hate to hear me use the R word, retirement. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa. Edit that out.
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting close to, you know, transitioning into, you know, the business and doing my thing. And this is something that I need to check off my list, you know, as a real gladiator, blue collar MC. You know what I'm saying?
This is
and
crazy.
It's like, yo, you can't just... You know, I like to talk my shit, but I like to have something to back it up with, too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to just be out there talking like, yeah, when I did it, I was one of the best. Nah, you know, you saw everything that I'm talking about. You know, I want that story to be, you know, right there in front of everybody's eyes, man. And plus, it's a lot of rappers in the game, man, that I'm just unhappy with. You know what really? I'm saying? Yeah, and it's a lot of gatekeepers and you know, people sitting at you know, the so-called cool table that been trying to overlook me for a long time. They can't shake me. They don't know how I'm still here after two decades plus, you know what I mean, doing what the fuck I want to do. They don't understand that. But they just, they act like I did something to them, you know what I mean? So I want to kind of like shut them the fuck down too, you know? I'm going in there like, yo, it's a, I got a lot of fucking opponents when I get in here, you know what I'm saying?
You're not just battling him.
And I'm not just, you know, Diz is going to be doing his, I already know what he bring to the table. I've been watching him since he turned his hat backwards and really got crazy on that woman. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I have a lot of opponents, Lush. You know what I mean? A lot of doubters. I got, you know, I got a lot of support too, because I'm not going to just put it out there like that. But I got a lot of doubters. I still got some people that sit at the cool table that I want to shake up. I still got some MCs that think that, you know what I mean, they're elite and they're top tier and they're not. So, you know, once I do this and I come back and I tell them, no, nah, you're not top tier.
Yeah, all not right, for
we'll,
nothing.
We'll jump in.
Let me stop you there. Not for nothing. Once you do a battle, I don't think you could have, like, nobody could have a conversation with you after that. Like, that's in, on that side, it's like, shut the fuck up, it's completely. Like, you ain't even, right. Like, I just went into the ring. Like, you, it's like being in a schoolyard with a bunch of, like, yeah, we fight, but like, you just went and you went to the UFC and just headlined an event and you came back and like, people are still trying to tell you they fight. It's like, nah, you're gonna have to go to the UFC now and circle back with me later, man. Like,
yeah, and get with me later, you know what I'm saying? We went from the underground, the cyphers, the freestyles, the showcases, Death Row Records, Shady Records, COB independent labels, and then into the fucking ring with one of the biggest monsters to ever do it.
Can I say
what
something?
What kind of story is that?
No, that's a trajectory for ass.
Could I say something like that? Why is it that we don't have MCs that feel this way about, like, it's a beautiful thing, but it's such a rare thing to, like, and we're so lucky to have you. I'm serious, because you, like, did all these things, but you still have this part of you. Like, how...
The passion.
The passion, but, like, the respect for the actual craft. Why is it that, do you think, like now I'm asking you the question, I guess, and Lush, like, why is it that there aren't more people that feel like Crooked, like, and we're lucky to have him come into the arena, well, and do this?
I feel like, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, but I could give a real quick answer to that.
Yeah.
I feel like... anybody that was inclined to do so are looking at the past results of the artists that have done it. And with the exception of Cassidy, there really hasn't been any success. So it's, I think they're fucking scared is the short answer.
Short answer. There we go.
Everyone's scared.
Those motherfuckers scared. I'm gonna
believe what Lush said.
Listen, it's like when Mayweather went into the ring with homie from UFC fighter.
Yeah, McGregor.
McGregor. You feel me? McGregor went into the boxing ring. Mayweather's a master boxer. McGregor might be dangerous in that octagon.
And he's way bigger than him, too.
And he might be dangerous in that octagon, but it's different in that ring.
Yeah.
You might be dangerous when you're writing in studio songs and shit, but it's different in that fucking ring.
Crazy.
And they know that shit. But they're not going to say it publicly because they have to have this image of fearlessness. They can't tell you the truth. None of these motherfuckers are living in their truth. They're living outside of their truth. They're not even fucking aligned with themselves. When they speak on camera, half the time they're always somebody else.
Well, I'm glad. One reason I'm really glad that you're doing it is because it always tripped me out that the rappers I look up to, which are primarily like the lyricists, like the, you feel me, the Jadas, the Fabuluses, the Crookeds, like the fools that really got bars, y'all are like on track battling invisible MCs all the time, like talking about how dope you are and how other MCs can't spit like you and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. But at the end of the day, like, where's the fucking proof when it come down to it? Like,
right.
In the context of, like, you putting your... Now, it's one thing I understand. Like, I respect putting your bars up on a track and battling on tracks. And, like, that's a whole other art form.
Well, yeah, the Chino XL thing. Like
Exactly. That,
he's pretty much battled before.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's, you know, you was on the Wake Up Show going back and forth with Chino. And, like,
right.
is that the most prominent moment that you've had thus far as battling? Like...
I'd say in my
mind. Probably so. People still talk about that to this day, and it was 20 years ago.
I remember, because we were all, like, for the people that have been following this shit, and you got to know, also, I want to throw this in there. This is around the time that I, like, found out about you. I knew about you from Death Rizzo off to Gangsta for Radio.
Right.
That's when I first heard you, was the Death Rizzo. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I just started getting into your shit once I heard the fucking Wake Up Show shit. I was like, this is the craziest motherfucker ever.
No, like that's literally, like, your style is a crystallized version of everything that I love in its purest form. Like, because, you know, I'm born and raised in L.A. I'm a child of gangster rap. You feel me? Like, I was raised on Eazy-E. I was raised on DJ Quick, me MC8, too. And
real
all that.
Toxic. Everything toxic, period.
I don't know nothing else.
Exactly.
I don't know nothing else, but I love lyricism. I love that real, like, and you combine those elements like nobody else has.
I appreciate
like,
that.
Before the game, before all these other cats even attempting to step in that, like, realm, it was Crooked Eye.
Man, I appreciate that. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, that's part of the ingredients that makes up my style, who I am as an artist and things of that nature. Same as you, hella toxic shit. Then you move over to, you know, the Cool G's and the Big Daddies and all that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what it is. But like going back to what you were saying, bro, it's just that these dudes in the industry who know how to rap their ass off, they still are scared to get in that ring, bro.
Yeah.
They might not be scared to do a diss record because that's still in our wheelhouse.
But you feel me?
I said our wheelhouse to do diss records. That's no problem.
Right.
Still a beat there, going into the booth. Hey, stop it, rewind it. Let me do this over. You know what I mean? That shit don't exist up there.
Who do you feel like would be...
But hold on. I still feel like it's not just that they're scared. There's an element to it that you have respect for this shit, bro.
That's another thing.
Like, it is scary.
Facts.
I say it's more what Lush is saying,
no,
for
I
sure.
I got you.
But, dog, my whole thing is... The reason why I'm saying, like, you're a special fucking rapper, bro, in your own category, bro, is that people don't have the respect for this. Why is it that people haven't been taught, or it's not internalized in people to care like how you care about this shit? That's what's the special part.
You're talking about integrity, bro.
Yeah.
And not everybody intrinsically has that.
And it's I feel like that has a lot, like, to do with it.
And plus the code, like the MC shit, and looking at it like being a fucking samurai or a warrior or a
Jedi.
Yeah,
you be like that, man. You know who's like that too? Danny Myers, man. We got me, you, and Danny Myers have like similar energy.
That's what I'm saying. It's a code.
Shouts out to Danny.
You know what I mean? Shouts out to Danny, man.
Shouts out to Danny.
I love Danny, man.
See, it makes sense that you would.
But
you
that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, when you live by a certain code or you are into something very deep and it's been a part of your life forever, you just respect the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
And I respect the fuck out of words. I respect the fuck out of MCing. I respect the fuck out of all that shit. So it's like, yo, dog, before I'm a book on the shelf, I gotta have this in one of my chapters, man.
So let's say this battle is everything that we hope it's gonna be. Because at the end of the day, we know we're making history right now, but we don't know what the history is gonna be. Like,
exactly.
Books being written as we at this very moment. But let's say it's an incredible battle. Y'all have a legendary back and forth. It gets a lot of love. Do you continue to pursue other battles? And if so, who are some MCs in the game? I'm not talking about battle MCs. I'm talking about MCs in the game.
He knows he's done after me.
Are you done after him?
Hey, man.
Would you battle after?
If I had fun.
Right. If you had fun.
If I had fun, I'd be open to thinking about, you know what I mean? But, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm already on top of Mount Everest looking around. I done that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, to answer your question, you know, there are MCs I would love to get into the ring with. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to mention them right now.
Okay.
I'm going to have this experience and live in this moment. You know what I mean? And maybe that answer will change. What if I get in that motherfucker and fuck totally fuck up? You know what I'm saying? So, then I.
No, hold on. I just want to say, like,
I'm gonna come back.
Saying, let's say it happens, and it's how we want it to be. I think this is the criteria for it right now, as of like what I know about both of us. I think, as far as what the writing is gonna be like, it's gonna be fucking vomit inducing on both sides.
Right.
So what's gonna happen in this scenario is, we just gotta fucking memorize the shit. And deliver it. Both of us. I have problems with memory too. He's not the only one, bro. Like, I do memorize huge chunks. I spit an hour of material versus SoulCon. People can't do that.
Yeah, you're still rapping right now.
I'm nuts.
You're still rapping your third round against SoulCon.
I'm definitely an alien when it comes to this shit. But also, I need to hone in and memorize what I have without fucking it up or stuttering. Because the main thing is to have a clean performance, right? So I think for both of us, bro, the time that we have, you know, we need to just wisely separate and always keep on the side. We're both going to have this issue because we're both very busy with a lot of shit we got going on. We're bosses now. We're not like in our early 20s coming up. Workers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got real shit and responsibilities. But if we could put that time aside to just building block, by the time we get to our shit, it's going to be internally memorized. Right. And this is another thing I wanted to share with you, and I'm going to let you continue.
No, keep going.
Basically, the memory thing, I want to help you with that too, because I feel like if we made a song in the studio, me and you, you're going to tell me what to do. You're going to be like, hey, bro, like, do this over here, right there, and do this. So you coming into this world, I feel like it's a responsibility for me also to share with you some of the secrets, you know what I'm saying? And like,
sounds like sabotage to me. I wouldn't say that.
And one of them is, and I guess I'm sharing this with everybody. I guess I'm sharing this with everybody. I think, like, for the memorization thing, I think the reason why it's harder for us, quote unquote, in this age, it's not an age thing, but it's why it's harder for us to memorize is because of data clutter. You understand? Like, so we have so much going on. We talk to so many fucking people. We see so many faces. We erase half of them and meet them again. Like, because of that, you need to attach a form of meditation to it. That's it. You need to have a period where you could empty your brain out from all of that. And you have to be able to just block everything out and just literally leave it all behind and just go into that world, because with battle rap, it does require that. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to put that, like, that's probably the most thing you could tell anybody coming into this is that preparation period. You need to really just hone in and not be answering the phone. And I even suggest not writing on your phone, but you know. Amen. He's saying I'm sabotaging you, so I don't know.
That's a super gym right there.
No, that was actually. I don't even know why you said all that, because now all the other marks are gonna. It's not even talk. You could
just put everyone
let's
on,
edit
man.
That out, man. Yeah. You know no, that was fire. That part out the Look, interview. So I know y'all not finna say it, but I'm just gonna put it on record. What I would like to see as far as a trajectory after this for both of y'all. With you, I already mentioned who I want to see you battle at the beginning of the interview. You feel me? Like, it's the first thing that I said. So I'm just going to leave that at that. You feel me? Like, with you, this goes well. You have fun with it. We going to need to see that Crooked Eye versus Cassidy fade on GTX 100%.
You know what's so crazy? I just caught on to what you said when you were like, I told you in the beginning, I'm like, who the fuck he want me to battle? I was like thinking, I'm like, oh,
hey, well, look,
I get
look
it.
At the name
I
the
get
wall
it. He was instigating a Slim Shady versus Disaster battle. You know what's so crazy is that probably is the most requested fucking battle of all time, at least for
me.
Well,
you know what
that's
happened?
That's the most thing I've ever seen.
Well, you got to go through me to get to Marshall. That's the
homie. There it is. There
is. That, are we going up the gauntlet? Holy shit, man. You just gave me more incentive.
That's the energy.
I don't know if Ed would ever do a battle, but that would be, he would break the fucking
Look,
world.
Look, the
in
thing
half
is this, like, I know that regardless of whatever people are in his ear that would try to deter him from that, I know that in his heart, Eminem, Marshall Mathers is a fucking competitor.
Yes.
And he wants to, if he's the best in the world, he's going to continue to do what he, because he wouldn't be putting as much into his bars as he is nowadays right. if he wasn't. He's still striving for new heights. He's still finding new pockets, new cadences. He's still doing whatever he could to maximize his potential. So why wouldn't he go against the best in the world, especially if his homeboy and him have a classic? It just makes sense to me.
You know what, though? It's,
you hear that, Paul?
Yeah,
Rosenberg?
That's crazy. That's the, yeah, no, that makes so much, that makes a lot of sense.
With all due respect, I don't need it.
All of it is respect.
I don't need the fucking stands on my helmet.
No, but you know what,
though? Feel me? Like,
Remember when I said
I was slapping him before y'all was born. Chill out.
Remember when I said, why isn't there other people that feel like you? I just realized that that's probably the only other person. There's probably other people, but off the top that I can right. think of, somebody that feels that way, that actually respects the craft so much. So I kind of see what Lush is saying, that there, he probably has that part of him that's competitive like you do, because I feel like he's from there. That craft where he raps and he does all that shit, but then there's this like part of him that comes from that, like, spitting shit back and forth. Bruh, and like,
I've been,
you know,
I've
he
been
grew up
studying M since infinite, since 1996. If I
come on,
I'm,
give
I'm
it to
speaking
us.
Speaking from my soul when I say that,
righteous.
So, you know, like, I really believe that that's the trajectory and that's what needs to happen. And if the stars align, we gonna see. I know that's an astronomical thing to even put out into the cosmos, but
right.
that's what me. And my destiny as a curator.
Speaking it into existence.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, I never would have thought like this right here is equivalent to that.
Hey,
eyes.
You know what?
Right.
You know what?
Crooked versus disaster.
That's,
like,
that would have never happened.
This is the alpha and omega. So
I don't
even
know how
if,
this happened.
So if the Eminem thing never does happen, like, I'll die happy tomorrow knowing that I had a hand in disaster versus King Crooked. Like,
yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
And like I said earlier, if this shit goes the way it's supposed to, having you and Cass, because I know Cass going to talk his shit,
right.
he's going to be like, you
right.
feel me? Well, I battled the bull.
Yeah.
So we gonna have to see the two of y'all go at it. And then there's a few other names like Lloyd Banks, a few other cats
right.
that I'd like to see in
Lloyd
this context.
Gotta jump in the fucking
you know,
ring.
You versus Banks, I feel like would be insane.
Righteous.
And would, you know.
Hey man,
damn,
I gotta hold it down for the West Coast against whoever. If
that's
I do,
what I'm saying.
If I do move in that way, I mean, there's still a lot of, you know, my childhood trauma has turned into this monster inside of me that comes out in the booth. So it should come out on stage too. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
I'm not, you know.
I'm not looking forward to
I'm
it.
Looking, I'm looking. Yeah. You know, I'm really like, you know, it's going to be West though. You feel me?
I like the sound of that.
Like, you know, I'm hip hop across the board. That, you know, I'm not biased when it comes to regions. I grew up on everything from the Dirty South shit to the fucking Midwest to the East Coast. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, this is Eastside Long Beach. And if I am in that arena like that, that's who I'm bringing with me, you know?
Period. Point blank. And that was one of the things that I really liked about Slaughterhouse, and your presence in Slaughterhouse was like the regional diversity. I know it's two from the East Coast, mm-hmm. but you got the Midwest. There's no one from the South was the
right,
only thing
right,
missing.
Right, right, right. That was the only thing missing.
Yeah, but you held it down for the West, and
yes,
we're like
sir.
A real Western voice in that context. And it's crazy. The new project with Joel is fire.
Yeah, Rise and Fall of Slaughterhouse. Yeah.
What's that? I mean, man. Break that down for us, bro. Like, I know that I'm not trying to have you, like, I'm not doing no clickbait controversy or
right,
whatever,
right.
but you know, it's a big thing that's going on in your life right now. So
yeah, no doubt. I mean, basically, dog, it was just time for us to close the chapter on Slaughterhouse. And me and Joel wanted to tell our story from our perspective. And it was beginning to be something that was It didn't make me feel good to think about, to talk about, to have meetings about. And it was like, you know what? This isn't going to happen. 10 years without an official album. It's been 10 years since the last
it's
official
fucking
album.
Crazy. Was it Glasshouse? Was it...
Not Glasshouse is the album that never came
that's,
out.
That's like y'all.
That's the one that
that's
Detox.
That's y'all like Chinese Democracy Detox.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other one was Welcome to Our House, came out in 2012.
Right.
That was our last official album, 2012. So, but in that 10 years, bad communication, trying to get the situation right, flying all around the world. Look, it ain't going to happen. If it don't happen in 10 years, I had to really just come to that, you know, hey, man, it's not going to happen. And I'm starting to get a bad feeling when I talk about it, think about it, meet about it. So what I need to do is just get this out of my life, because I'm in a place where I'm trying to be the best version of myself. And this is bringing my vibration down every time I think of it. So I'm like, yo, you know what? I'm going to get it off my chest, tell my fucking story from my perspective, and I'm going to roast this fucking pig and get it out my whole fucking life. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I did. And you know, the other two guys got upset about what me and Joel did. I think at first they thought we were doing No Vaseline, Ether, Hit 'Em Up, and Take Over, and shit like that. And just all going to be just some whole bunch of diss tracks. So they kind of jumped out the window and started talking shit before they even heard the shit. And then when they heard it, it was too late because they already committed to talking shit. You know what I'm saying? So they had to keep it up. You know what I mean? But it was really respectfully done. It was tasteful. Our interviews were all tasteful. Everything we said in the media was tasteful. What I'm saying right here on y'all's show is tasteful. And it's just like, you know, we moved on. We closed the chapter. It's done. It did some great, great numbers.
He was on Billboard.
Know, Billboard, merchandise, you know, meet and greets with fans wrapped around the building. You know what I mean? And the fans got closure on that, because we had to tell a little story about what was going on. And it just is what it is, man. And I think it's done. You know what I'm saying? But like I always say,
there are strong words spoken on them lives.
Yeah, like, but here's
which
my
you
thing.
Weren't specifically a part of, but right. Between Joel and Joe and
yeah, it was some
that
strong.
That got slimy for a
it
second.
It got slimy, there. But the universe will always work its magic, because we ran into Joe Budden after that, and I hadn't seen Joe Budden in fucking 2 years. I haven't probably been in the same room with Joe for probably like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I just so happened to be in a hotel that he was checking into.
Rando.
In Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So it was just like, yo, boom. So I ain't gonna talk about everything that happened at that meeting, but it was me and Joel.
Sounds like a fade.
And we seen sounds quite like a fade, but we had a conversation, you know what I mean? Everybody, you know, got their bars off, and you know,
got their bars off.
It just is what it is, you know what I mean? But
could I just say something?
There's some strong words being said.
Could I just say something?
Yeah,
I'm using all this in my first round. No,
hey, there we go. See, what I'm saying it's a lot of shit you can use.
Oh, first, no, I'm just
you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit you can use. But at the end of the day, Lush,
he's Lebanese. I don't know. If there's your first round.
Lesbian,
no, that's some
knees.
Crazy shit, though.
But you're trying to put this shit together.
shit, man, I'm already four cool. Punchlines deep, man. Keep going. <No.
laughs> It might just be bait. You know what I'm saying? I want you to rap about that shit so I can tell you how I really feel about
come
it.
Come on, come on.
He's like, matter of fact, boom. We all get blown away.
But it was a good project. Shout out to Joel Ortiz,
very
man.
Dope project.
You know what I'm saying? And we working on some new shit. You know what I mean? We got another album we working on. And if them guys are, hopefully they're past it too, you know what I mean? Because I'm not tolerating any more disrespect. So, you know, I
is
let
there
them,
any
I let
hope for
be,
y'all to do another one again, or that's it? It's
what,
done forever.
House?
Yeah, it's
I'm
done.
Finished, man.
The
I
pig was
it
roasted. It was a luau.
The pig is burned away.
It was a luau.
Yeah. I had to. It was a luau for real.
It was a luau.
Yeah, it was real. That pig we roasted
you
on our promo. That shit was real.
You developed into such an independent artist. I don't feel like a group situation would make sense.
Well,
for you
well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. The thing that's wild to me about it. I don't want to use the word ironic, but. And I don't want it to be a negative connotation, so I want to stay away from saying disheartening. Mm-hmm. But I think what's crazy about it, and I know that's not
you
like...
You just said it, by the way. But yeah.
What I think is crazy about it is when Slaughterhouse came together,
mm-hmm.
The purpose of it was these are four incredibly talented lyricists mm-hmm. who all had issues with the industry
righteous.
And got fucked by deals, essentially, uh-huh. that they was in situations that are coming together for another shot. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, it was the business that deteriorated within that context.
Crazy. Yeah.
So it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like,
right, right. I mean, it's really a testament to bad communication, bro.
Right.
If you're in a fucking setting where you're doing business with multiple people, you have to communicate. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to, you know. And they, you know, like, I couldn't even get Joe on the phone when I had over seven-figure deals on the table.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And at that point, it's strictly business, because any one of my brothers call me with over seven figures, I'm answering the
people
phone.
I hate with seven figures. Like, my brother,
you know, tell you. Yeah.
But they, you know, so
I hate him.
But you know what would be ill though? It would be really ill if Royce and Joe got together and they told their
response.
Story, you know what I'm saying? And resurrected the whole shit from there. You know what I mean? I think that would be pretty dope. I would like to hear Royce and Joe, you know, rap about it. That's what I kept saying on the album. Rap about it. That was right. My tagline. You know what I mean? Don't tweet about it. Don't go on IG live about it. Don't fucking, you know what I mean, talk shit. Rap about it.
Yo, you know what's crazy? And I've told Lush this before. I feel like this is something that I've learned through like my like growth and the shit, that as artists, our form of communicating to the world is through our art, right?
Right.
I think things got fucked up for us as artists with social media. When the social media came along, right? It made it to where every fucking opinion we have, we fucking blurt it out. We just jump up. We like, and I'm a victim of this shit. You know what I'm saying? We all are. And I feel like if it wasn't for that, like, I feel like you wouldn't have that as much. You know what I mean?
Well, that definitely adds fuel to the fire, but like,
it's just that, like, we should always, because people don't want to hear that from us, bro. They don't want to hear us arguing. Nobody wants to hear us getting into beef. We think it looks cool, but it really doesn't when you look at it in context. What people want from us is bars, bro.
Once you're over 35 years old, that's just fucking lame.
I'm glad you put an age on it.
That's true, but I'm just saying, like, I think I'm learning now too, myself, that if I have a problem with something, I'll just throw it in some bars, bro, and it's just an art thing.
But when you was a youngster, it was cool you wilding out and all that.
Exactly.
And you're like,
right.
You feel me?
You're 100% right about that.
But like, you know, it's interesting you brought up communication, because, you know, as am I, and we speak of this often, you know, you're sober. I know Royce is sober. So it's like, and to me, that was something that's was the most disheartening, was the deterioration between you and Royce in this thing. Because I always looked at y'all as like the glue. Like, I know I got a lot of respect for Joe Budden and everything he does on and off the mic. And like his podcast, as a podcaster, I look up to him in a lot of regards.
Righteous.
And his presence in hip hop culture. However, I know he's a really eccentric dude, so it makes sense why there'd be friction regarding him in certain things. But to see you and Royce fall off, that's, you know, as a fan, that shit kind of hurts. And I know, again, to bring, you know, Eminem close with both of y'all, that's got to put him in an awkward position too. You feel me?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, Royce felt betrayed, and I think that's too strong a word.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For somebody just saying, all right, listen, you don't want to do a group without Joe. Joe is retired. There's no group. You know what I'm saying? But he felt betrayed. He felt betrayed for the way that it was rolled out. But my whole thing was, I took the energy from our last phone call and I said, you know what? I don't want to alert nobody about what we're doing. I just want to go and create. Let me take this energy, this mood, this sadness, this joy, this everything into the studio. And let me just create. And I just shut off and started creating. And
fuck the consequences.
Yeah, fuck all that. And betrayal is just too strong of a word, because, first of all, when I bring something to the table worth seven figures, and you know that we could use that money to pour into our families, into our businesses, and you don't want to do it for whatever reason, I think it's brotherly to say, yo, this is why I don't want to do it. But, you know, I have other opportunities that we could go after. We could do it like this, I like that, like all this type of shit. I would have been betraying my family had I stuck around, had I stuck around and waited on Slaughterhouse. You know what I mean? Now, of course, I'm going to do my own solo thing, but we know that this life is about money streams. You know what I'm saying? This life is about several money streams, especially when you're independent. How the fuck do you think I'm getting these? I'm talking to some of these fans out here that don't understand. They say, are you not supposed to be about money? Of course not. I'm all about the art. I've dedicated my whole life to the culture. But I got to shoot these videos. I got to make this merch.
Sounds like
I got to, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's the words of someone overhead. Who's living off their parents still.
I got a lot of fucking overhead. It ain't free to shoot Crook's Corner. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
indulging in your content.
You see what I mean? So if we do get an opportunity as brothers, then hey man, let's do this real quick. Pour this these finances into our businesses, into our families, and let's move on. And it's like, yo, you don't want to do that, and we've already waited 10 years. You think that I'm going to stick around to a group? Nah, man, that's the ultimate betrayal of my family. You know what I mean? Not I betraying it. A rap group. You know what I'm saying? You want me to betray my family and spend time and energy on something that's not happening. You know what I mean? So my whole thing was, you know what? I let him go ahead. He said some things that I would have usually chin-checked somebody for saying, but I just let him say it because I felt like he got blindsided. He didn't know this was coming. Me and him are close. I got love for him and respect, so he said a bunch of shit, and I just let it fly. You know what I mean? And then he blocked me on social media just recently. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So I'm blocked on Instagram and Twitter right now. You
for know real? What I'm
saying? He threw me a block party. So you know.
Dan, if you ever make an album about me without telling me first, I'm gonna be pissed off too.
So my
but I would never not give you. I would never prevent you from making seven figures because we're making seven figures right now. So
no, yeah. I mean the whole.
You
the
feel
whole
me? Like, yeah. So I just wanna say this. I still got love and respect for Royce, his family, Kid Vicious, everybody. Right. I just need him to no more disparaging comments about me. You got your bars off. That's it. I'm not. This ain't a threat. This is just, bro, you did it. You said what you had to say. You got a lot off your chest. You blocked me on social media. Cool. If you want to go into the booth and you want to say some things about how you feel about the rise and fall of Slaughterhouse, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
No matter what the content is.
No matter what. I'm not tripping. That's art.
That was my point.
Getting on live or on interviews. No more disparaging comments about me.
Yeah.
And I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
It's insane that this is all coming to play while this battle is going on. Like, it's just,
yeah.
This has got to be.
Ain't that life?
Yeah, like, when it rains, it pours.
But you know why it's so crazy? I feel like because I look at it from the positive aspect. Like, I wasn't even thinking of all that. I was thinking how crazy it is that, like, Crook has all this shit going on and, like, his blessings are coming his way all while it's happening at the same time.
I'm excited.
For me, that timing is just, like, really crazy. Like, you got a crazy deal. You got all types of shit going on. Like in 2020, we wasn't doing both of us. We weren't doing as much. Like all, it's like all
look where you
it's like we're all yeah, like look, kind of like
look,
yeah, yeah
look
like,
at
like,
yourself.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah. I'm saying like both of us like. It's just really crazy. I feel like the timing is like divine. So like I'm just going with the flow. I'm really with the flow on this
Well,
one,
it's like this, dude.
The timing
like,
is divine. Yeah, I is. Like that.
Mm, bars. Like, look, like when it comes to rocking with Crooked Eye, like we ain't new to this. We true to this since the uterus type shit. Like 17th Street compilation. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like
yeah,
it goes
19th Street, yeah.
Yeah, 19th Street compilation.
Yes, sir.
It goes back.
It goes
so
back.
So to see you know, and then with the inception of Slaughterhouse, that first track with Nino Bless and all
Nino
that.
Nino Bless,
yeah,
what up,
shout
Nino?
Out to my dog, Nino.
That's crazy.
So it's crazy to see where we've all come, where we're at this moment right now.
Right.
And this is a pivotal genre defining culture shaking moment
right.
For not just battle rap, but for hip hop. And you're in a position to really be a liaison for ushering in a new precedent for artists of your caliber stepping into the ring.
He's talking some shit to
and,
you right
and,
now.
And you, and you, this is your moment.
Hey, don't really look at like, me, man.
Well, it's like everything that you've done, all the battles that you've had, and people still, despite all your accomplishments, it's very similar trajectory because despite all you've done, people still try to say this or that or overlook you or leave you out of the GOAT conversations, which you should be solidified in. And with you, it's the same exact thing within the context of battle rap. You know,
people
like,
been throwing rocks at the sun their whole life.
They, you know what
That's
I mean?
How
like,
I see it,
you could you do know? Like you could do all this amazing shit, and they're still like, "Well, Lux did this, or Mook did that, or whoopty whoopty whoop," and they're trying to overlook your contributions and your accomplishments. But with this battle right here, you're leaping over the motherfucking
oh, it's over
like,
for everybody.
Yeah,
I wasn't
like,
even looking at it
the,
like that, but yeah,
but
I mean,
like,
it's not even
but
a conversation.
The world needs
anymore.
To see it like this. It's not about,
yeah.
We know that you're just an artist, bro. And when I say just an artist, I'm not like saying that in a way to.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like you're focused on the artistic value of what you're doing. But when I'm looking at it from a cultural perspective and the overall impact of what both of y'all gentlemen are doing, stepping in this ring, like you have a lot on both of y'all backs, and that's why I'm glad it's going down in December, because there's plenty of time for this to get the proper respect and acknowledgement it deserves.
Righteous.
And plenty of time for both of y'all to literally come with what I'm anticipating to be the best rhymes in the history of battle rap.
I mean, I can't go in the ring with
Say that. I mean, right now the camera is looking at two of the best to do it with a pen. I mean, if we just going to keep it all the way funky.
I believe that, too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, two of the best people to put words together in hip-hop are sitting at this fucking table right
Period.
Now.
Period.
Trying to bask in this moment.
I mean, that's what's real talk, right? I mean, that's fucking real.
I'm
that's
sinking fuck, into that's this not, moment.
That's, you know, like, we could play with it all we want to, but... We both got them resumes. His is on his side. Mine is on my side.
No, that's what I was
I
about.
I could make a playlist out of motherfucking goats, so-called goats, that I smacked around on songs.
Right. Facts.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like you looking at two of the best. I mean, you know, somebody could edge me out too, but at the same time, I got a good record. You know what I mean? When it comes to jumping on with people who are wordsmiths and word wizards, that's what I was saying.
I can't go in there. I can't go in there with him like preparing for a battle rapper or a fucking battle. It's I'm gonna have to really like absorb a dictionary for this motherfucker. Like I have to go back to like teaching myself new shit to go
I'm
into
gonna
this
tell
battle.
Y'all like this.
I can't go in the way I am.
It's an honor to be a part of y'all legacies and to curate this moment, which is superseding anything that anybody else in battle rap history and hip hop history have ever done. So it's an honor to be a part of this. Is there any final words before we slide to the next episode?
Yeah, the next episode. Well, on my behalf, I want to say...
When I say the next episode, it's because the event is called the next episode.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm definitely extremely honored to be part of this moment, to be able to share the stage with Crooked, someone that I just hold at like the utmost highest regard as far as rapping, writing, just the whole entire nine yards, and I believe that he's going to be a very formidable opponent. More than all that, it was the dream, and for me, just when the thought like even just started, to even just do this with Crooked is crazy. I just want to like just kind of point this out. I was like sitting there thinking how we were going to do this and how we're going to talk to No Jumper and how we're going to bring it all together. And I had no way of, I just did, there was no reason I should have even thought any of it was possible. And just the way it all just came together and how much we put towards this, Crooked, you know, man, like we've been trying to set this up for like a year now. So this is a lot of blood, sweat and tears
that went
into this. And we dealt with a lot of industry style bullshit.
Yes, we did.
The fucking games and the manipulation tactics before we got a good deal for all of us together. And I just want to say, man, like once again, I'm humbled. You know what I mean? This is for everybody else to just keep working and to know that, like, even though, like Lush said, people have looked over my shit, you have to be the type of person that if you're going to be the person in the spotlight, if you're going to be that guy, you have to be able to fight through being looked over, and you have to trust that your resume and your work is going to lead you to those spots. My work speaks for itself. I could proudly say this, even though I don't want to display ego, I could proudly say right now that my resume is definitely the most powerful resume you could have.
Not even close.
And I appreciate you for that. And because of that, I feel blessed, because I used to think that the work that I put in went nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you're the GOAT. I don't give a fuck.
I used to think that the work I put in, why did I work that hard? You know what I'm saying? When I could have just, you know what I'm saying, did like other battlers. This is why. Because the battlers that sat out and did that, the ones that say, well, I did all that with half as much work as you, I did that with only 10 battles. This is why that's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? And that's my final thing. And just, you know, I hope everybody watches it and supports it and loves it. Like my last battle with Asesino, which is the most incredible battle I've ever been in my life. So I hope I could recreate that. And I know I will with Crooked. And when we do, it's just going to be one of those moments that I'm just going to, you know, forever, you know, it's going to change the game. So you already know that's my,
what about you, Crook?
I got some quick thoughts, man. It's just, you know, I'm very grateful to do this with two veterans. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I'm in good hands.
Absolutely.
You know, no matter what goes on in that ring, I know everything outside the ring pertaining to this event, I'm in great hands.
1,000.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm very happy about that. And, you know, I need everybody to pull up. You know, all the whole city. Everybody who fuck with me and Diz, pull up. There's no excuses. You know what I mean? And if you can't pull up in person, pull up online. You know what I mean? Tweet the links. All my resources out there. You know, I'm going to have to hit Marshall. I'm going to have to hit, you know, everybody who will respond to me these days.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm going to hit Dr. Dre too, though. Like, yo, Dre,
man. We need you, Marshall.
Tell him to come watch some real battle rap,
yeah,
man.
Hey, him, come out. All that. Bring, show up and support this, because this is something that hasn't been done as far as on this level, in my opinion. And other than that, man, it's just, you know, a lot of times in the industry, people say, this is our year. I never say that, but this is our year.
Yo, I'm feeling it too, man. I'm going to say it too.
With that being said, the next episode, GTX Battles, powered by Band Royalty, with our media partners, No Jumper, y'all already know what it is. The next episode, Disaster versus King Crooked.
Crazy.
And
shit.
Until then, we about this biatch.
GTX, bitch.
Out this biatch.
Nice.